I know lots of churches where they would be happy if I stayed outside. And they wouldn't let you come take communion either. There are quite a few who do that. Quite the opposite of what the gospel is all about. Or, one of my favorites, and I've quoted this before, the first letter of John, chapter 3, where John is talking about love, which is consistent with the gospel which talks about love. And in the gospel of John, in that chapter, the writer, presumably John, who wrote the gospel, but maybe not, maybe one of his disciples, he wrote, if anyone says they love God, whom they have not seen. Anybody seen God lately? I sometimes think I see God in some people. Anyone who says they love God whom they have not seen, but does not love his or her fellow human being whom they have seen. And then comes the... You all know the next words, don't you? He is a liar. You can't get any plainer than that. I don't think you can get any plainer than that. And that's what Barth was seeing with what was going on in Germany then and what's been going on ever since. So what's happening here at the celebration of communion is another way of proclaiming that love and giving us a visible illustration to see what it's about. We are all part with one another. I wrote a little book that I never got published. It was called, I had to be fancy in this one here, and they called it Religio Pensée. Just means religious thoughts. But you know, it sounds so much better in the French. You can tell somebody to go to hell in French and it sounds good. But in this essay, this little essay I wrote, just 2 pages, and if you want to read a copy of it, I put some on the table if you want to. If you don't, that's okay too. But one of the most famous phrases in the English language is, no man is an island entire of itself. You've all heard that phrase, haven't you? And you all know where it comes from, right? The phrase comes, of course, to us, we find it in the book of Ernest Hemingway, For Whom the Bell Tolls, but it's traced all the way back to the 17th century to the poet John Donne, who was a great poet, and he was a great thinker as well. He was an Anglican minister and a kind of an earthy kind of fellow, too. If you read his early poetry vis-a-vis his later poetry, he definitely had some kind of change of mind about the way he looked at things, particularly women. So I know a few people today who could learn from reading him. But the phrase comes there, and this is the way Donne puts it, and you find it in his 17th meditation. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. In other words, we are all together. And when it breaks off sometimes, we get separated in that break. And we get upset by that break. And we should be upset about by those things because we are connected to one another as human beings, as part of the human race. No man is an island all by himself or herself. We are connected. And when something happens to somebody, it really has an impact on us, or it should. It ties right in with the prophets, ties right in with the Maximus illustration of that in Jesus of Nazareth, who came and gave his life deliberately to show how far love will go. I've known some people who have done that. Well, I've read about Simone Weil. I knew about, and I've referred to her before, a nun with whom my daughter taught at Chaminade Julian High School in Dayton, who went down to South America and tried to help people in the barrios. And the military came and told her to stop, and she would not stop. And she held up her prayer book, and they shot it right through the prayer book. And she died. greater love hath no person than one gives one's life. And you give it in a lot of different ways in order that others may be lifted up. That's what communion is about. That's what the Christian faith is about. And that's why I will invite you all now to come to this table and think about these things. And think beyond the words. Let your minds transcend that and focus on this agape, other-centered love. And that this breaking of bread and lifting the cup is a celebration of that. And when Jesus said to them, go out and baptize people. Yes, do that. And go out and invite people to come in, wherever you are. And we did that. Not everybody responds, but many do. And we can do even more. So with those ideas in mind, come, if you will, to the table of our Lord Jesus. And let us break bread together here this day. And let us be prepared to go forth and share that love with as many others as we can. Pray with me. Look with favor upon us, O Lord, as we, your children, who have that model of what it means to be human in Jesus of Nazareth. And as we heard in the letter this morning to the Philippians, he emptied himself, took on the form of a human servant in order that we may understand even better. Let us move in those directions and make this world a better place. Amen and amen.